BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast, round two of Get Your Rat Out. This time we send Rihanna off of films into the ladies' loo at Radio 1 with my unrealistic toy rat. Danny Howard's on Real or No Real. It's a World Cup Spain v Netherlands special. Also, we're warming up for our alternative commentary tonight. We try and guess the scary bit in Zane Lowe's rock songs. And a listener calls us from her holiday in Cyprus with news on her strange neighbours.
Hiya.
That was camp, wasn't it?
Hiya.
After all that rock, you know what I mean? Oof. Hello, this is Scott. I'm strangely nervous today. I feel like, you know when you go back to school after the six-week holiday and you just get that weird feeling you don't... It's not really nerves, but you're just a little bit apprehensive.
Is that because of tonight?
Yeah, and I just saw our two major bosses in the lift at Radio 1. They were like, pat me on the back. Like, yeah, looking forward to tonight's commentary. Oh, God.
Are you nervous about... No, listen, I really hope they're listening to it. I really do, because I think this could be the greatest thing that we've ever done. Honestly, man, I'm going to take this so seriously. It's such a fantastic opportunity that our bosses have given us here and BBC Sport to let us do the alternative commentary.
But here's the thing, right? We've got to have a bit of a laugh, because the people on actual... Like, the proper channel, BBC One, will be taking it seriously. That's not why people are coming to our commentary. You get me?
Well, it's a tricky negotiation that I think we're now having on air, because I also, as a football fan, believe that there should be, you know, a strong sort of football element to the alternative commentary, given that it is a football match.
Yeah, but note the word alternative commentary. Providing something different on the BBC red button tonight in the Spain-Netherlands match that you're not getting on BBC One. It's got to be choice. So don't try and go all football commentator on it. That's not the idea.
Alternative doesn't mean
I think that
Eurovision-y or different like that. We can still do a very good job. If anything,
but you're getting the good job on BBC One. That's why people will come to us, because it won't be as good.
Yeah, but if we do the alternative commentary well, we will then become the BBC One people. That's
right,
what
okay.
I'm thinking. I see a career path.
I wish we talked about this before we came on air, because you and I are going at this in completely different ways. Like, you're not approaching it in the right way.
Sorry, so by trying to be professional...
Sorry, listen, there's a bit of domestic going on here.
I don't understand this. So by trying to be professional and you're saying I'm going about this the wrong way.
I've been doing this 85 years. Of course I'll be professional.
Right.
But what I'm saying is we need to offer something different than you're getting on BBC One. And that's where I'm coming
at. How about I be steady, hold the fort... You'll be the difference here, because you shouldn't be allowed on it, really, should you?
Well, just you then. No, they wouldn't do that.
No, and I'm not saying it should... No, I know they wouldn't.
Alternative. There we are. That's what people are saying. Alternative, Chris, that's the word. Ben Tunbridge-Wells.
Yeah, but that's ridiculous. That's like saying, right, look, well, let's do it in French.
I'm not going to make it a whole big joke, but what I'm saying is it won't be as in-depth. People aren't coming to us for the in-depth coverage
tonight.
Well,
let's see how this comes together then.
Okay. We need to talk about this after the show, don't we?
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
If you're going to be watching our alternative commentary tonight on the BBC Red Button, Spain versus Netherlands, can you let me know what you're expecting from me? Text 81199. I don't want to let you down. I want to do a good job. Or tweet at BBC R1. Just what would you like to hear in the alternative commentary? Because there seems to be a bit of a difference of opinion right now about what that's exactly going to be this evening.
What a bizarre thing to ask. What would you like from me? Well, commentary. It's in the clues in the title of what we're doing tonight.
It just feels like we're coming at this from different angles. It's going to be fine. 8 o'clock tonight. Are we on a bit before?
Yeah, apparently we go on, I think, about 10 minutes before, which is annoying, because I'll be annoyed if everyone just tunes in at 8, because I wanted to start the alternative commentary in a really kind of proper, I've written a little script, that kind of thing. I wanted to, you know, take it quite seriously, the opening bit, but if everyone tunes in at 8, they're going to miss it.
Okay. What are you suggesting then? 10 to 8?
About 10 to 8, I think.
Okay.
But maybe put it... I don't know how it really works technically on the red button. Just keep pressing the red button from about 7:30 onwards.
Let's hear from you if you are going to listen to our alternative commentary. It will still be relevant to what's going on. I mean, I'm not going to play the Mamma Mia soundtrack, as suggested by Andy in Southport. He says, otherwise I'll just put the regular commentary back on. No, no, it will be commentary. It'll just be different, an alternative to what's happening on BBC One. Press the red button tonight. Let us know if you're going to be watching it, maybe in the pub with some mates, maybe if you're, I don't know, going to be having a house party and watching the match tonight. And let us know if you're going to be watching our commentary instead.
Yeah, I liked your idea about calling people. That was one thing I thought was good. I wish you hadn't asked for suggestions, though. Someone's texting saying, basically sort of like strip poker. I'm not really up for that.
No, and also you won't be able to see us. You'll be watching the match. You'll only be able to hear us. So even if we did go for that, you wouldn't be able to see anything anyway.
Right. Well, this is, I mean, this bodes well, doesn't it?
Someone says, make it funny. Okay. Come on, Holland. That's it, Anna. That's my team.
Yeah, so we've basically chosen... we've each chosen a team. We did a coin toss yesterday, so I'm now wearing the Spanish shirt. We're not going to be impartial on this one. I'm going to support Spain. Scott is going to support the Netherlands. Now, Scott's got a football shirt here. I went and got him a football shirt, but he's refusing to wear it at the moment.
I'll wear it tonight. So, it's really scratchy.
Well, yeah, but wear it today. I mean, you could just make the most out... I mean, you're stressing me out about this whole thing now.
All going to be fine. 8 o'clock, red button.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
So I'm going to give it another go. Get your rat out, part two today. I bought two, actually, just in case one broke, just as well. Toy rats from a popular online site.
Now, we did this. This was an idea we had in the pub.
Mm. It's a pub idea, definitely, 100%.
Basically, I saw this video, and it's had quite a few views, but it's very funny. And it's, I think it was in Japan where it was filmed, but basically this person sent this toy rat into a changing room, and people would start screaming and panicking.
I bought on e caramba, I did. Bem bolada. Bem bolada.
I love how much the Japanese get into it. He was loving it, wasn't he?
So we thought this would be a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, our rats, they don't look as realistic as it said on the advert when I was buying online. They're massive. It's got, like, flashing red eyes.
Yeah.
And also, you can hear the wheels move. I mean, it's not the best.
No, and it's really, really hard to control.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't go in a straight line. Sometimes it decides to spin round for a bit. Like, it doesn't even have to go much distance, and it's like, it spins.
But we got it, and then we thought, well, we've got to do something with this. We've got the rat now. It's a pub idea.
So Ed Sheeran was tuning up for the Live Lounge last week and saw the rat. Listen to the wheels. And kicked it. That video's done really well, I don't know why.
Weirdly, it's had something like 5,500 likes on Facebook and endless amounts of retweets.
It's Ed Sheeran kicking a toy rat, that's all it is.
But we were kind of hoping he'd start screaming, similar to the Japanese people.
Yeah. So, what we're going to do today is, obviously we're not allowed in there, but with the help of Rihanna off of Films, I'm getting my rat out again. I'm not letting this feature go. I know it was a pub idea, but some of my best ideas happen in the pub. Admittedly, the Ed Sheeran one wasn't great. But today, we're going to send the toy rat into the cubicles of the ladies' toilet, and Rihanna's going to do it. Wait there.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Go on, let's do this.
Get your rat out.
We tried it with Ed Sheeran last week. A lot of you did click on the video and watch it, but for me it wasn't that pleasing. I wanted like a scream or something as we sent in the toy rat. Today we're going in the ladies' loos.
Do you want me to describe the ladies' loos for you? I have been in there once.
Why were you in there?
I can't say. But I can tell you the situation there. So the doors to the ladies' loos, there's three cubicles and there's like a gap underneath the door, enough to get the rat in.
Good. Okay. Hello, Rihanna of Films.
Hi.
Where are you right now?
I am sitting in a toilet in the ladies' room in Radio 1.
In the cubicle.
Yes, I am.
Yes. So it's round two of Get Your Rat Out. Last time, we sent a rat into Ed Sheeran during his Live Lounge performance when he was getting ready, and he just kicked it. But I've got another one. It's fine. I bought two.
Did you? Because this one's a little bit dodgy. I'm not sure it's working too well.
It's exactly the same kind of rat. Has it still got the flashing eyes?
Yeah, the eyes are so creepy.
And also the wheels make a noise.
Yeah, they do, yeah. So it's like it's not a stealth rat.
Just like a real rat. Okay, so we're going to wait for someone to come into the toilet.
Oh,
when you hear
coming.
Them... Oh, okay. Right, okay.
Oh, shall I do it?
Right, yeah, just wait for them to go in the cubicle. All right, and cough when you're about to do it.
Okay. So sneaky.
And it's going to go under the door while they're in there, okay? Okay, send in the rat. Right, wait there, we'll do it once more. Oh, this is already going much better than last time. Milky Chance, Stolen Dance on Radio 1. More Get Your Rat Out after this. BBC Radio 1.
Get Your Rat Out.
Got a proper scream there from the ladies' toilets, didn't we?
That was a great one. That was a great one.
Really good. Okay, so we've got this toy rat. Rihanna off films, are you still in the cubicle in the ladies?
I'm still in the cubicle.
Okay, and there's a cubicle right next to you, right?
Yes, there is. Although, the rat won't go underneath, so I have to go out of the cubicle when someone's, like, settling down their wee. It's so awkward.
Yeah. So I want you to wait for somebody else. Give me a cough when you can hear someone coming in.
Okay.
And let's wait for a second to make sure they're positioned on the toilet, and then we'll send in the rat. Luckily, the rat hasn't got to travel far, because the trouble is with when we sent it in with Ed Sheeran, it goes about 2 metres and then starts to spin on the spot. It's really badly made.
Someone's coming.
Okay. Shh. Okay. Wait for them to get in position.
Okay.
And then send in the rat.
Okay, they're actually going.
Okay, send in the rat.
This is amazing.
Oh, God. Who's that?
It's Chi Chi Zindu from the news.
Chi Chi Zindu from Newsbeat. The worst thing is you then have to go back into the cubicle to collect your rat. Good work, Rihanna. That was good, wasn't it?
So good.
Chi Chi Zindu there off the news.
This is working all right, this.
Yeah, it's good. Now, I'm hoping that somebody in there, even if it was on their phone, did a little video of that, because that would be ideal. Just so you can see how not very good the rat is.
Yeah.
And being sent into, like, underneath the cubicle.
Oh, it'd be amazing to see it.
Went better today, I think. It's got legs, this. Get your rat out. I'm saying next stop for the rat, the BBC canteen.
Oh, my word. Oh, that could cause trouble.
30p if my lid doesn't go on the salad.
Wait, Mills, how can we improve this? I mean, for me, the problem with this rat is still the sort of flashing eyes.
I need to get a better one. It's not any good, is it?
Do you think this would work better with a better rat?
Good news is, we did film it. It's not very good. I mean, it's just on a phone, but I'll let you see it in a minute on my Twitter. Hey, we also now have slow-mo Chi Chi Zindu when she first discovers the rat in her cubicle. Okay, send in the rat. Love it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Emma.
You're right, Emma, what's going on?
Oh, well, I just wanted to say that I think last night's the opening ceremony, it would have been much more impressive if you and Five Sauce came out of the Globe rather than J-Lo.
A lot of people saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, she looked great. Can we just talk about what Pitbull was wearing, please, just for a second?
Oh, why was he had his top tucked in his trousers? His trousers really high.
Well, were they 3/4 length? But maybe, I don't know, maybe you could have done with a size larger there on the T-shirt. Shirt tucked in, 3/4 length white chinos. And there's a ton of a camel I see there.
It was it was quite weird, I thought, when he popped out of the World Cup thing. Do you know what? Weirdly, I got tweets last night from people still expecting you to be there.
Yeah.
I don't know if they were being serious or not, but...
Also, did anyone notice that you couldn't actually hear them? This is what went out on the TV last night.
Hello.
In fact, someone's recorded it on their phone. At least I would have plugged my microphone in.
You're coming across a tiny bit over bitter now towards Pitbull. Do you think it's time to, like, give it a rest? We all know the song's awful. We all know you made a better
song.
We
all know that I'm better than him.
Right.
So,
because we are sort of still intrigued by him. I mean, it would be amazing if Pitbull came on the show at some point. I mean, I'd love to meet him.
Shirt tucked in. Yeah, I would. So you would have preferred if we'd been in the middle of all that action last night, would you, Emma?
I would have, definitely. Oh,
can you imagine it, right? Just imagine exactly where Pitbull and J-Lo were. Me and 5 Seconds of Summer, this comes on.
Incredible scenes at BBC Radio 1. As Scott Mills and 5 Seconds of Summer have made a football song. It's 5 Seconds of Summer and Scott Mills 1, everyone else 0.
Would you have played an instrument or would you just be singing? Because they'll all be playing instruments. Do you need a token guitar or something?
Yeah, I would have had a guitar. That wouldn't have been plugged in. He did look a bit like Terry Tibbs off Face Jacker.
He did. Wellingsworth. Talk to me.
J-Lo, talk to me. The Scott Mills Daily. It's been Radio 1 Rocks all week this week. We're going to play an absolute classic rock tune from Foo Fighters next, which you will love. There's no one performing on our game that we're commentating on tonight, is there?
No, I don't think so. Unless you want to.
No, I'm all right. Is there no halftime entertainment?
We did discuss this idea, didn't we? Because we had a brief meeting about this about a week ago, and Scott did say, what are we going to do for the halftime show?
Mm.
Which certainly isn't something that I'd thought of before, but we decided against it because no one can see us. You're kind of limited what you can do at half time.
Yeah, you'll only be able to hear us tonight. But I do believe that we'll be speaking to someone that is going to do some good predictions on what might happen.
We've got a few little ideas. I mean, basically, so we don't run out of things to say.
Do they normally have half time entertainment at football matches?
What do you mean?
Does someone normally sing or? I don't know.
What if you're at the football match? But it's different, Scott, because we're the commentators here.
But what will happen half-time tonight on the TV?
Well, at half-time, we'll go through, say what's happened. The only thing is we obviously, it's a bit different for us because we're obviously talking over the football. At half-time, I imagine if you're watching on the red button, it's just going to cut to a shot of the stadium.
Right.
And then for 15 minutes, we've just got to talk about what's happened in the game and any other business. I suppose in your terms, it's a good time for any other business.
Right, they're missing a trick there because they should get someone on. Is it 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Could do 3 songs in that time. They should get someone on half time. Something for the crowds, a bit of a crowd pleaser.
So do you want me to write this down? Something for half time?
Yeah. So tonight, 8 o'clock, let us know if you're going to be watching, let us know if you're going to be joining in. We might call you back and speak to you later. Text 81199. At BBCR1 on Twitter, it seems to be a compromise for a lot of blokes whose wives and girlfriends... Are we the choice of the wags? We are, aren't we?
I think so.
We're for the wags.
I think we are a compromise, but also if you do like your football, listen to the commentary as well, the alternative commentary with us here for BBC Sport.
You just wanted to say if it's for BBC Sport. They've just let us do it. We're not part of BBC Sport. We're not. They don't want us to be any part of it. Anyway, one for the wags tonight.
You can
watch the football commentary on the red button. You'll still be able to see the match, but with me and him commentating. There we are. Compromising your relationship right there. Hello, Mal from Milton Keynes. On a weekend away starting tonight, staying in a bungalow in Dover with his family. Now, he's looked online at the accommodation that he's staying in, and the TV is a bit... So he doesn't think it has a red button facility.
No. Or the only red button is the power button, that kind of problem.
I mean, this is a TV from back in the day. I think you should learn some football chants in Dutch and Spanish and sing them. It's a bit late for that, Mal, to be honest. Is our commentary online as well?
Mm.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, Mal, this is what you do then. Get online tonight to BBC Sport. Seriously.
Is that where people have to go? BBC? That's so cool.
We're on the BBC Sport website.
Yes.
How has this happened?
It's the best, man. What an opportunity.
It's going to be... it won't happen next year, so enjoy it while it lasts.
There's
BBC
no World
Sport.
Cup next... Oh, God.
Oh. Is there not? Go online to BBC Sport if you haven't got red button at 8 o'clock.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Sam from Wigan says, you've got to stop referring to your alternative commentary as a compromise. You're really devaluing the service you're providing, guys.
True that.
Think of yourselves as more of a deal breaker. for a lot of people who are currently issuing their partners with the ultimatum, it's either with their commentary or not at all. It's a good point. We're the deal-breaker option.
No, we're the right option. That's what we'll be.
That's right. Stupid noise.
That noise at the end, it gets me every time.
Like, completely devalues the song, in my opinion. Like, why would you put that? Like, it's like a really credible dance track, and then at the end...
I think he's left it on by mistake.
Just stupid noise. Why would you do that?
So it is like doing a massive, massive tune and then that on the end. I'm still jealous, though.
Yeah, are you?
I am, yeah, but he's turned 18 now.
Yeah.
So I lose respect for him every year he gets older.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Because it's an amazing trick, what he does. He makes these banging tunes whilst he's young.
Martin Garrix we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's remind ourselves of the music that Chris was making when he was 17, because, well, you bought this in, didn't you?
I found it on a mini disc.
Yeah. Same.
False start?
Yeah.
It's my remix of the Titanic.
Yeah. What you should have done on the end is put...
then all fine. I don't know. The thing is, by the time I was 18, I was making good
music. Oh, yeah, you were smashing out the bangers by then, but 17 just got better, didn't it, over the course of 12 months. I forgot about the Who goats. Do you remember them from last week? The goat that goes... Yeah. Hey, and then a group of male Whoers. Radio 1 rocks this week. Been enjoying it, but it's put me on edge slightly.
Why is that?
You know some of the songs, you don't quite know when they're going to break and go really crazy. And you know, as I said to you earlier in the week, it makes me a little bit windy.
I'm going to be brutally honest, and this might be something for the surgery, but I haven't felt right today with what went on with Zane and Dan in the show before.
Mm.
It unsettled me, so to speak.
The thing is, a lot of these rock songs, and a lot that they played today and through the week, they're all fine. They're quite mellow, and they kind of lull you into this false sense of security, and then it goes mental.
Yeah.
And that's when I generally, you know. So, for example, okay, so you get the idea. A lot of these rock songs, you know, nice bit of chanting, like Bring Me Horizon. Fine. Still quite nice to listen to.
I see what you mean. There's a moment it switches. Yeah. It?
And it's here.
Oh! Yeah, right.
Not fine. For instance, remember when we told people to brace for the track of the day on Wednesday? That one is extreme.
Do you feel like you've got to know that point, though? Because I feel like I've learnt it this week. I feel like there's a point in the sun, it's like you can almost predict it.
Yes, but then when I get it wrong, it really unsettles me, and that's when...
Oh, right.
Right, have you got your buzzer there?
I've got the... do you mean the horn?
Yeah.
That we just...
Right, yeah. This is my one. That's your one?
Ah.
Okay, so I'm doorbell, you're... Yeah. That's me. Okay, so guess when it's going to happen and when it's going to go mental in this song. It's the Architects track, which we played. The really loud one.
So we... Okay.
All fine at the moment.
Me v you, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. Guess.
Oh, it was late.
That one sneaks up on you, doesn't it? You don't realise it.
So do you win that because I completely missed it?
Yeah. Oh, I got it just in.
That's good.
Another good example here. Brace, everybody. It's Gallows. See, this is lovely.
Yeah. That last one did come out of nowhere.
Yeah. Okay. Be ready on your buzzer. No.
Oh. Am I back in the game?
You don't know. Yeah, get yourself back in. No. No. Oh. Ah! I don't need no violence. Oh, God. Oof. It's just when you're not expecting it. Oh. And Zane played this track this morning. It's Shrine.
Are we still playing this game? Or?
Yeah. buzzing when you want, when you think it's going to happen. Oh. Oh, still fine.
Sneaky.
See, this is the kind of one that gives me that really, really upset.
No. Oh God.
Still fine.
Twice.
Still fine.
It doesn't. But you brace yourself almost, don't you? It's like, I mean, your body tenses everything together.
I'm clenching right now.
Oh, that's what a lovely thought.
In anticipation. Still fine. Okay, I'm saying any second. Right. Buzz him when you want. It feels like it's coming now.
Oh.
Still fine. Oh, I don't know. No, it's still fine. It's not that bad.
I don't know, it's quite shouty.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not that bad. It's not.
I know what you mean, though. It is a kind of a week of some kind of, I suppose, unsettling noises.
It's a little bit tense.
Oh, God.
Good game. We weren't very good at it, though.
It's been an education this week.
Yeah, it really has. Thanks to Radio 1 Rocks for educating me.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Riddle Nero coming up with Danny Howard today at 3:40. And now we're crossing to actual Greece and someone that's on their holidays but listening to us. This isn't stereotypical
really?
At all. Yes, because now you can get Radio 1 on the internet worldwide.
But this is someone genuinely in Greece. You're not just playing this music and they're in Grimsby or something like that.
In Cyprus. Hello, Bryony.
Hi, Scott.
How's Cyprus today?
It's gorgeous. Very hot, very sunny.
I'm saying you're pushing 40. I'm not you. I mean degrees.
Harsh.
Degrees?
Can't be far off.
So what's the problem?
Well, I need a bit of advice, Scott. So we're staying in a place where there's a nice garden, but the next door neighbour's garden has a hot tub in it. They're quite old, and they seem to go into this hot tub all times of the day and stare over, so I'm not quite sure what to do.
They do what? They're in the hot tub all the time and they stare over?
Yeah, they sort of stare into the garden where I'm chilling out and just stare over.
From the hot tub?
From the hot tub, which, I mean, it's already hot. I don't think there's need for a hot bath in this heat.
Well, no. It's all fine them being in the hot tub, sure. But the weird thing is, I take it for you, that they keep staring over. And are you in a hot tub at the time? Have you got a hot tub?
Well, there is a hot tub in our garden, but I haven't been in it and stared back.
Right, so you're just in the garden. They're looking at you from their hot tub. And is it a man and a woman?
It is a man and a woman. Quite an elderly couple, I would say.
Are they sipping champagne?
I can't actually tell. Let me have a quick look.
Are they staring at you now?
They are there now. There are glasses in their hands, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yes. Can you go to the garden now?
Let me go in.
God.
Live from Cyprus.
Okay.
Right, now,
the garden.
As you go into the garden, are they staring at you?
Yes.
Right. What you need to do, you need to break this cycle. You need to stare right back
right
at
back.
Them. Okay?
Right
just
back.
Look at them in the eye now.
In the eye. Don't move right. Your eyes.
Tell me when you're looking.
Okay, looking now.
Stare them out right. For as long as possible.
Are they looking
quite
at you?
Unsettling.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah. I know the temptation is to look away, but don't. Just
we're
bog them out. We're with you. The whole nation's
I'm
with you.
A bit closer now.
Don't worry.
A bit closer.
Just we're with you, okay?
Keep staring. Keep staring.
Oh.
Keep staring.
Yes. Good. Have they removed their gaze or are they still staring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. See, I knew they'd break first. Right, now go back into the house.
Yeah. That, do you know what they'll be saying them to sell? They'll probably call in a minute and say our next door neighbour.
Yeah.
Had just come out. We're in the hot
staring.
Tub and he's staring at us.
Yeah. Can you check also for pampas grass? Do you know what that looks like?
Oh, no, I've heard about this. Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Is the pampas grass in the garden of theirs, can you see?
I can see a little
long,
bit.
Long grass. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
can see that.
I would stay away.
I think you've got to treat this like if you saw a crocodile. Just stare it out.
Just stare it out.
Problem will go away.
And don't go too near.
Okay. Great advice. Thanks, guys.
When are you in Cyprus until?
Tomorrow.
Oh, are you going to come back? Obviously.
Yeah, I've got to come back to Scotland.
Cyprus is a country in its own right, not part of Greece. Is that right? I thought it was.
I don't know.
Right, well, sorry for paying Zorba the
Where's
Greek.
Where's
Kavos? Oh, God! You should know that!
I don't. Where's Malia? I actually don't know.
You don't know what islands
I've been
they
to
are.
Malia, Kavos, Zante, and I couldn't tell you where they are.
So bad. All right, have a lovely rest of your holiday. I hope that helps. I love it that people just think, oh, I'm on holiday in Cyprus. Who can I call for help here? I know. Radio 1. Love you, bye!
Love you, bye! The Scott Mills
Daily. And now, football!
Oh, we're not continuing with this being the actual music that we're going to use tonight, is surely. It's so Strictly Come Dancing.
Well, that's handy, because here's Robbie Savage. Hello.
Hi, Scott.
You right?
I'm a bit wet, Scott. It's absolutely bouncing down in the towel. Bouncing down.
No, I wasn't expecting this. I was expecting to be hot and sunny in Brazil at all times during the World Cup.
Well, it's the winter in the town, but driving from the airport yesterday, our driver said, you know, it's 26, 27 degrees, it never rains, and then today, honestly, it's monsoon conditions. My hair, mate, you want to see my hair, it's gone all frizzy.
I can imagine. Like a big old frizzy mess there, isn't it?
Anyway, back to football.
So, sorry, talking about hair. This won't be happening tonight on the red button. It will. What match are you watching next, then? What's the next one that's on today, Robbie?
So, we're on in 5 live, I think in 20 minutes, and then it's an hour and 20 minutes kick-off before Mexico and Cameroon. It's, you know, there's so much colour, all the Mexicans, and, you know, with their sombreros and, you know, the great colours of Cameroon, the green kit, you know, with the yellow. It's fantastic atmosphere, to be fair.
All right.
So, Savage, you're like our warm-up then, really, aren't you? You're the warm-up match before the big one.
Tonight, 8 o'clock on the BBC Red Button, join us for our alternative commentary between Spain and Netherlands. If you don't want to hear what they've got to say on the TV on BBC One, put the red button on and you can hear me and Chris wanging on. Got any tips for us, Savage, for tonight? Because I really don't know what I'm doing.
Well, Spain, all of me, I fancy Spain to win. I think you can drop in the line that Holland are missing massively Kevin Strootman. You know, he's their key midfielder. He's going to be out. So you can mention that. You can say how good Van Persie is. And you can mention if Diego Costa starts, you know, Chelsea, you know, I think, I'm not sure if he signed for Chelsea or is signing for them.
You're going too far.
Robbie, one sec. The only Costa he knows is coffee.
Wow. So you're on 5.
To talk about.
You're on 5 live in 20 minutes, and then we're on at 8 o'clock. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to this. Do I need to know that much, though, Robbie Savage? Let's be honest.
Well, no, mate. Just do it in your special Scott Mills way. I'm sure it'll be much, much, much better.
Well, thank you. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Well, I hope you get out of the rain at some point. I hope it stops raining. Does that mean the match could be called off cause rain?
Well, outside the ground, Scott, I'm not sure if you know, a game of this magnitude the town's ready for. The car park yesterday was still under construction, and you can imagine now with the amount of rain we've had, the puddles and the roads are just overflowing with water. It looks like Venice outside here.
Mm. Wow.
Ridiculous. Wait, but the pitch looks fine.
Wait, Robbie, can you give our alternative commentary a bit of a plug on 5 Live?
Yes.
Yeah,
all
right.
What time is it?
So it's 8 o'clock tonight, UK time, on the BBC Red Button. So if they're watching the Spain-Netherlands match, they can just press the red button. They'll still see all of the match, but like you won't be able to see us. We won't be getting in the way of the match. You'll still see all of the football, but you'll just hear us, and it'll be a slightly different take on the commentary from what they're offering on BBC One.
Okay, I will plug that. Of course I will.
You're massively an absolute legend.
Thanks, Robbie. Hope to speak to you soon.
Thanks, mate.
All right,
thanks,
have a good time. Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, I'll level with you. I'm quite nervous now about the commentary tonight.
Have you just seen the picture that's gone up on the Radio 1 Twitter?
Yes.
It's on, it's serious.
It's happening.
It's confirmed.
Yeah. Hi, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. I'm well excited for this tonight.
Oh, yeah, because you're going to be in Radio 1 tonight. You're doing Pete Tong's show.
Yes, and you're on at 8 o'clock, right?
Mm.
So I'm going to come in and listen and watch with you.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. Thanks. Who's your favourite? Who's playing tonight, sorry?
So it's Spain v Netherlands.
And you're Netherlands, Scott, by the looks of the pitch. Who's your favourite player?
I don't know yet. I'll let you know when I get the list.
We're going to do we're going to do a very intense research session straight after the show.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be locked down until, 5 to 8.
Where are we having that meeting? Pub?
Pub, yeah.
Where else would you talk about football?
Luke in Cornwall says, I'm going to watch the game in a pub tonight. Do you think they will allow your commentary? Well, demand it from the landlord.
Also, everyone's helped to get this out there. You know, like, if everyone can advertise it, everyone put it on their Twitter, it would be very much appreciated. It'd be good if some people listen to this.
Not to take it away from BBC Sport, because I'm sure lots of people will be listening to the actual commentary.
Same team, Scott. We're part of BBC Sport.
We're not part
tonight,
of BBC Sport.
You lose the Radio 1 hat.
Called you Scott, then.
You lose the Radio 1 hat, and you put on the BBC Sport hat. That's how it
goes
tonight.
Either of us are ever going to get to BBC Sport tonight.
Have you got any sort of custom lines that commentators might say, ready and prepared?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to write a little script for some of it to try keep us on point.
Well, you go for it, sugar.
Don't call me sugar tonight.
8 o'clock tonight.
That's really embarrassing, man. Don't do that. Bosses are going to listen and stuff, right?
Call me sugar.
It's really demeaning.
It's time for Real or No Real.
Dutch star Leroy Fair once bought a £22,000 horse for his girlfriend before realising she couldn't keep it because she lives in a flat.
Blimey footballers and their monies.
Too much.
Too much money, innit? Why do they get paid so much? Let's have this now, not on the commentary tonight.
This is fascinating.
No, but just wondering, I'm just asking, like genuinely.
I've always
why.
Wondered that, actually.
Why do they get paid so much?
Well, it's
much
so
money?
Highly pressured, isn't it? You know, kicking a ball about every
day. Do you know what? It's nonsense how much they get. You are correct. If you're saying it's too much, it is too much.
I just don't understand why it's so much. I honestly don't.
It's because everyone watches football, and it's disgraceful.
Okay. Well, I feel like I've started a kind of talk radio style debate. Give us a call and tell us your views on. No, don't.
£22,000 horse. For I can imagine this happening.
Must have been a big horse.
Yeah.
But then if you had that much money, just get a stable on it.
Would it have a litter tray?
Build a stable, darling, do you mean? So Leroy Fur, off of Dutch, bought a horse for his girlfriend, then realised she lives in a flat.
Well, easy footballers, they have a lot of money, don't they, to sort of just spend. So I can believe this.
Okay.
But would it be a flat? I'm going to say real anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to say real on this one.
That one's real.
Actually happened.
What a moron.
What an idiot. And next.
The World Cup trophy presented to Spain after the 2010 final was a 500-gram replica. The real 6-kilogram trophy hasn't been used since the Emperor of Japan dropped it on his foot at the 2002 final.
Oh, so is it not a real one?
What was he doing anyway? Was he up front? Was he playing? This
I don't
guy?
Know.
I don't think this can't be real. But what a bizarre story if it is.
I've just remembered, I've held the World Cup.
No, you haven't.
I what? Have. I have. I've held the
you
World
haven't.
Cup.
Where?
You haven't. I have. I can't remember. In London.
Exactly
somewhere.
The reason why you haven't held the World Cup.
I have. I promise
why wouldn't you remember that?
I have held the World Cup.
Honestly, sometimes I want to slap you.
I have held it. I promise you. Because they were like, be careful.
Who was I with? You're an idiot.
Mark Wright was there.
He's always there.
Mark Wright from Essex?
Yes.
No,
Mark Wright
you
was there,
haven't held
and it was
World
a hotel in London. I have, I promise you.
You're such an idiot.
I have. Why am I an idiot?
Because when you go on your Twitter, your profile picture is you and Conchita Wurst, lady with a beard, right? And that's the difference between me and you. And then you casually throw in that you might have held the World Cup.
I've just remembered
why
it.
Why wouldn't that
whoa,
be?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. This is going to be brilliant tonight. I feel like I'm in the middle of like a married couple.
I'm sure I have.
You're a moron.
Yeah. Thanks. So, the World Cup trophy is a replica after an accident in Japan, real or no real?
It's gotta not be real, that.
Is there pictures of me holding the World Cup?
But hang on, it was the 2002 World Cup was in Japan.
It was in Japan, yeah.
I'm going to say... So, I take it we're talking about 2002 rather than 2002. Right, okay, here
what?
We go. It's all getting confusing. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real as well.
That one is no real.
Yeah.
We had hard work of that, Chris.
Yeah, sorry, man. Confusing fact.
What about this?
Spain and Manchester United midfielder Juan Mata is an avid bookworm who enjoys the works of Japanese writer Murakami.
What the Japan theme today? What would he read a book?
Juan Mata, Scott. First word that comes to your head.
Legend.
Yeah, good.
Is that right? Is he a legend?
Well, he's not. I wouldn't say he is to me, but I suppose he is to a lot
in
of
Spain,
people.
In Spain, maybe. Maybe after the World Cup he will be.
Okay.
You don't always associate footballers with reading books, do you?
Bookworm. Well, one matter to me is he's one of the more sensible footballers,
he is.
I would say.
Don't you agree, Scott?
What team is he?
Manchester United.
Sorry, but
and
he's
Spain.
From Spain.
Yes.
Spain. So is he playing tonight?
Yes.
Okay. And your team?
My team.
Okay, cool. All right, just... So they can play for two?
Is your team Man United?
What do you mean they can play for two? What do you mean by that?
How is he in Spain and Manchester United?
Well, because... you're doing this on purpose.
No.
So all these players that are playing in the world are like the best players in the world. They play for clubs.
Yep.
Where they get the money.
I'm trying to think what I can compare this to. You know the people who perform at Eurovision?
Yes.
Often they are pop stars outside of Eurovision.
Right.
They have, you know...
But then they get to represent their country.
But they represent their country for Eurovision.
Right, makes sense now. Okay.
It's a good comparison, that, well done.
One matter. Real or no real? Very intellectual man.
Real.
I'm going to have to say no real. Just
that one is real.
Oh, yes. And here's your final one for today on the Spain-Netherlands Real or No Real.
The official World Cup single of the Netherlands squad is a cover of Tiësto's Wasted, featuring some of the players on vocals and with the lyrics changed to I like it better when we're winning.
Oh, I wish Chris Mifford sang that. It would sound a lot better.
So you know the original. I like us better when we're winning. But imagine if it was I like it better when we're winning. Saying about that,
the problem is that they win a lot, though, don't they? The Netherlands.
I don't think this is real. I think they would have had a separate song.
No, I think it's real because Tiësto is Dutch, and I can see them embracing the Dutch culture with the music as well.
Okay, so
I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
Real that one is no real.
No. But there are loads of World Cup facts like these. The real ones, anyway, on the BBC Sport website and the BBC Sport apps for phone and tablets as well. So maybe you should download that later, Chris.
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe I should, yeah. At the end of that round of real or no real?
30 each. It's a draw.
Oh. 30 each.
Controversial.
So you're going to come and see us from the very start of the Red Button commentary
today? The very start, I'll be there, yes.
Fabulous. Thanks for your support.
Scott, right. How long does a match go on for?
90 minutes.
Well done.
15-minute break.
Yeah.
15-minute interval.
Is that, yeah.
That's right. That's
half time. That's it, yeah. Right, okay. Danny Howard's on tonight at 9 o'clock, and we'll see you at 8 o'clock for the Red Button coverage if you're joining us. No doubt we'll have some after-match analysis on Monday afternoon from 1 o'clock on our World Cup alternative commentary, Spain versus Netherlands, tonight. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Have an amazing weekend. Scott.